MGTOW men, welcome back. From stunned to nasty, the reaction when you turn down a woman that is either interested in dating you, interested in sexual advances, interested in marrying you, interested in having kids with you, interested in talking. So the dichotomous difference between the general public's idea of a man getting rejected by a woman and a man rejecting a woman is far different. And I believe that women are innately assumed to be justified in the decision to turn down a man, while the man, if he does, is perceived to be harsh. Or, as the shaming line goes, scared. The scared shaming line extends not just to hypothetical assertions made by people in regards to overarching ideas about saying no, but direct encounters about the proposition of dating between those two people that are talking. So the scared line is used in a clip that was referenced to me recently, which I'll get to. It's from a TV show. An extension of shaming lines is also evading the often visceral reaction that might come with rejection. So you can go on the internet and watch for yourself these types of interactions until you'll be blue in the face. You'll witness a 2 minute and 30 second video after 2 minute and 30 second video of a guy rejecting her and then getting assaulted. So if the script was flipped, it would be assault, misogynistic, and patriarchal. But since it's a female that is attacking the male verbally or physically, it is just considered lunacy. And the guy should be lucky that he said no to her before getting wrapped up in that firestorm of malice. So honestly, I don't care about how the reactions are perceived, but it's the hypocrisy and double standards that is represented that is the issue. What is also the issue is covering yourself after rejecting her, so I'll talk about that as well. So the whole talk today was initiated by an email that I received the other day, and in the email was a link to a 3 minute video clip from the show True Detective. I've never seen any of it prior to this, but in the clip in particular, Matthew McConaughey denies someone. I'm not sure who the woman is, I'm not sure if they're dating, of having kids with her. And I'll recreate it as best as I can without copyright. So it's actually a deleted scene. You can check it out from the description, but it led to their breakup, but it is not used in the TV show. It's not canonical, essentially. Other people interpret his response to her not having wanting kids being out of fear. So this is how it goes, essentially. There's nothing to hear. There's nothing to heal. It's a philosophical decision. And she goes, if you really think the issue with having kids is philosophical, then you're the blind man describing the elephant. From here, she leans in, caresses him, and says, you're scared. Is it you don't want to do it with me? You don't love me that way? No, Lori, it's not about you. I wouldn't have children with anyone. So to cut to the chase on this one, the evolution of denying a woman, and this applies to MGTOW men and non-MGTOW men, as often as one of the viewer, commenter, emailer, and supporters sent me this video clip put it, from stunned to nasty. So prior to this, he wrote me, your shaming lines series is powerful. It's a powerful defense against female blowback. I'd forgotten how quickly stunned turns to nasty when you turn down a woman's offer of sex, or at least the kind that blatantly seek out my personality type. That's another very important element. But here's my response, and I have direct and personal experience with this. Stunned does go to nasty, and I've found that there might be an apologetic stage in between there, but it lasts very shortly, and then after the shaming, you're gay, you're afraid, you're selfish, I found to be the most common with whether this is turning on a date, sexual advance, etc., this comes out. And it's a visceral reaction, especially common amongst women who have been turned down in the past, have a long resume, have abandonment issues, more specifically have BPD, which is very close to BPD in this instance, abandonment. Interpret kindness for interest from men. This is a very important and large one that I wrote down here. So when a man acts respectfully but does not make any sexual advance or express any interest in that regard after knowing this female for a long time, I don't know if this is at work, this may be a coworker, a family friend, a classmate, this often escalates into this type of response. The reason that the woman respond and ask about something more, something further between the two, is because delayed furthering of a relationship, in her eyes at least, or on the part of the man, is often perceived to be out of timidity or insecurity. So she may think that it is upon her shoulders to push the envelope, although ideally it's not something that she would prefer doing. So she runs the risk. She would prefer the man to do so. And as I said before, I found that when this is the case, the anatomy of the situation goes as so. The question of interest is asked, a response is given, she's stunned, she is shaming him, she is potentially vindictive and vengeful, and that is the key thing. So some disagree with me on this assertion, but women historically have generally been the gatekeepers of the sexual marketplace. Men are sent out into the Colosseum of life, which is essentially what life is for men. It's a simulated gladiator for men to go in their various talents. Some have a mace, some have a sword, some have an axe, some have a bow, whatever it is. And then they have to apply what makes them unique and attempt to be one of the last standing, or at least to catch the eye of the onlookers. At the most primal level, that essentially is what life is. Men are competing with their various unique talents and they're trying to stand out for the sake of survival. If you understand that and get your brain around it, I believe that you can go for a little bit higher of things in life. That's what we're aiming for. Or as we know, to satisfy hypergamous interest for many of those that are living at the primal level. So life has become a gladiator match and women are the spectators of it on the sexual marketplace end of things. They are sitting in the Colosseum evaluating. So understanding this, women are believed to be in the position of a pair of things. They make the final call on who should survive or be sent back out to fight another round. And she chooses who she wants out of the group of men that fought for her. So, knowing this, if she sees men sacrificing life for her, metaphorically, it's assumed that they want to get the reward. Otherwise, they would have not fought the game of life in her eyes. So this relates closely to the well-known MGTOW meme of a woman and a man laying in bed. They both have thought bubbles above their heads. The woman is pondering, I bet he's thinking about cheating with another woman. The man is pondering something along the lines of, if plastic dinosaurs are made out of something XYZ plastic, then plastic dinosaurs are made out of real dinosaurs, or something outlandish. But you get the point. The thinking is verogynocentric here. So it's perceived that when men deny the thing that is believed to be at the center of existence, having a woman and procreating with them, if she's making the advance, they don't understand what they thought was a very risky bout in the Colosseum amongst men that they were looking to do to get her and killing each other. That's why it's so perplexing. But that is why the disinterested man, the Aragorn, that is so capable but is hanging around in the prancing pony is believed to be so desirable. She sees him as eligible, and the other thing, the more intriguing and beneficial than eligible thing, is this unattainable eligible man, the combination of that. But if he turns her down, the purpose of fighting in the Colosseum is lost on her. She cannot get her brain wrapped around the reason. She will be in the stun stage, maybe transition to the apologetic stage, and then often turn to the nasty stage, which is putting you back in the ring. The thing that is never understood is that there could be something more, something intangible that the man is fighting for in that Colosseum, worth far more to him than recognition or physical gain. The inability to grasp where this is, this vengefulness, this shaming, comes from that. This is where the shaming of MGTOW is rooted, this specific misunderstanding that we're all fighting in our own Colosseum against our own enemies for hypergamy. No, it is to prove ourselves to what we can do to ourselves. So what to do? I've got a very pertinent and specific story about this that I normally would like to share to help illustrate the response maybe someday, but with privacy in mind, I won't. But I bring up this situation because I believe that it is linked with shaming and ghosting. This may happen to those that ghost in plain sight. It may happen to one of you out there listening, even if you take all the precautions necessary. For many of you, it's not going to happen at all. It's fine. But the important thing to document any of the interactions that go down, you need to document them. If there are any corresponding text messages sent, especially if an apology text is sent, you need to screenshot that. Even if you turn down a female, it can be turned against you in a Me Too sense. Make sure that you're going to be around another male also that you respect if you are ever to even think a sort of situation could arise. Never be too sure. Never assume that just acting justly is going to lead to justice. And this, of course, is always why ghosting is preferred, but we know how that can go. So thank you, as always, for listening today. If you have an email and you want to share your testimony, or you just want to communicate with me in general to start a convo, You can hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter at sunrisehoodie. Also, I'm trying to get back to everybody right now. I'm a little busy at the moment, but I will do so and hope to get some live streams going again as I did throughout the year every once in a while. So hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.